This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Big period of time for the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, their annual dinner next week, and a marketing seminar along with that, both featuring someone that is pretty popular and a pretty big small business advocate, you might say. We're going to talk about all of that with Pam Gaither, the executive director, and Kelsey Litchfield, the marketing and member engagement coordinator for the chamber. They're both here tonight. Thanks to you both for coming in.
Thanks. Thank you, Will.
Pam, you've been on the job a couple of months now, although as we might have mentioned when you were hired, you took the job and then immediately got 2 weeks off for the holidays. So good for you on that. But
yeah, it was a good perk.
Right? I can't believe I didn't negotiate that in my own deal here. But nonetheless, how are things going for you now that you've had a couple of months here to settle in and I imagine talk to business members and things like that?
Yeah, I think things are going really well. We are moving along here almost with annual dinner and the Friday after event coming up. So that'll be a huge checkbox that we'll get to mark off and then move on to some other initiatives that we're looking to roll out for second quarter and beyond.
I imagine you had to dive right into this with the annual dinner and things coming right up, right on the horizon, almost the second you started, right?
It actually was, yeah, it was really immediate and kind of didn't realize what was coming with that, but it's really been fun, and to put on an event like this and with the speaker that was booked, I am so honored to bring this to our members and the community.
Kelsey, you mean you didn't have this done for Pam already before she got in?
Sort of. Well, not the whole plan of the annual dinner. Our keynote speaker, Amanda, she was booked about late summer, early fall last year. So we had that all said and done, but we didn't announce it until everything was official. So maybe like 25% was done.
Well, you had a good start. There you go.
That was a pretty big part.
Yeah. It would be enough to get you nominated for Employee of the Month if you had that sort of thing there. But anyway, so before I get back to that, Pam, have you heard any concerns or issues among your members already in the business community, things that maybe you can work on right off the bat once you get done with the annual dinner, that is?
Yeah, I think the main thing we keep hearing is people looking for talent attraction and retention, and that's one of our areas in the strategic plan that we'll be focusing on once we're past this major event we have. We're looking to partner with our members and see how we can be that resource to them to create something that is beneficial to those people that might look to go elsewhere after their that stepping stone here.
So in other words, keeping younger people, or at some point getting younger people back into the community, into job roles.
Here. Yeah, get them back, but also to retain them once they come here so they're not bouncing out in 3 years or so onto something else.
Mm-hmm. Is that easier said than done? Is that something that the chamber can really have a hand in improving?
I'd say that it probably seems easier said than done, but I think the collaboration is really what's going to be key. And following through with that, and it'll take our whole community really coming together to make that impact.
And one of our goals is to get those Monmouth, Carl Sandburg College, Knox College students to stay here as well. So we'll be working on some things and some partnerships and collaborations with those colleges and community colleges to keep those students here and connect them with the business community who has internships or jobs that they will hopefully hold.
That's great, because I think there are probably way too many people in the community who are, frankly, unnecessarily pessimistic, if I can copyright that term, about job prospects and about the economy and about the overall environment in the community. And that's something that really has to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you there. I think that really it's just a matter of mindset, and people want to work. Sometimes people don't want to work, but there are good people that want to work. And
absolutely.
I think having Galesburg and the area just be noticeable and be a really great community that is great to live and work in and invest in, I think that's really the key part about what we can do at the chamber to align ourselves with our members and help them with that area.
Very good. By and large, next week with your annual dinner and the seminar you have coming up, I would almost venture to say that it's almost all about the small business.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Amanda Brinkman, who's our keynote speaker, she hosts and creates the Small Business Revolution, and they work with small businesses and entrepreneurs with their bottom line, financials, marketing, all that good stuff that it takes to run a business. And I think she'll be a huge resource for not only our members, but like we said, through the marketing seminar, which is open to non-members as well. So we want to extend this resource, this huge marketing speaker, to our area. And we've seen her presentations, and I'm pretty excited because there's a lot of good stuff in there.
And she's on television, right? I jokingly say that if it's not on the Game Show Network, I'm not familiar with it. But her name is really out there in terms of the help that she and others like her give to small businesses.
Mm-hmm. There's been a couple people that are like, oh, I'm not actually familiar with Amanda. And I tell them who she is, the work she's done. And I also think if you haven't heard of her now, you're going to definitely hear about her within at least 6 months to a year, because the work that they're doing over at Deluxe, the marketing agency she works for, is phenomenal. And the show is free, too, for people to watch online. So that's a free marketing resource just right there.
Pam, you have a background in marketing. You worked with us at the radio station, among other places, for a while. Are small businesses really, I guess, maybe that troubled, or maybe don't have the knowledge that they need in order to market their businesses effectively?
I wouldn't say they don't have the knowledge. I think they just need some resources sometimes. And if we don't have that conversation with them, or just in general, the community, we can't help.
Sure.
It's just like here at the radio station, if you're not asking the right questions, you're not finding out what the need is. Same for the chamber as well. We can't be a resource if we don't have those conversations.
All right. So the seminar is next week, and talk about what Amanda will cover and what the whole seminar will cover. Mm-hmm.
So it is Friday, February 28th, so a week from tomorrow. It will start at 7:30 in the morning. We have Hen House Barbecue that will be catering breakfast for us.
Barbecue for breakfast. Yeah. That sounds fantastic.
Well, I mean, I'd be game for barbecue at any time, but he will be doing breakfast items.
Yes.
That's different.
Not barbecue sandwiches, but he does a great job. So we're working with Phil there, and he will be, like I said, he'll have some food. And so it starts at 7:30, and then I believe she starts at 8 o'clock?
Correct. She starts at 8 and goes until 9, and then there will be a live Q&A, which I think is a huge opportunity to ask her specific questions.
Absolutely.
And the location is Prairie Players Civic Theater, so we're really excited to partner with them, and I think it's such a cool space over there, and I'm excited to have them host.
Stick your head inside the stage door to see the set for Tommy, which I'm helping with. But that's another discussion.
Absolutely.
For I'm nothing if not shameless. What can I say?
It will be during Tommy, actually.
Exactly.
So the set will be there. Which is great. The Prairie Players was great to work with.
Absolutely.
To get that morning time slot with them. And we were looking really for an intimate location, kind of a smaller setting than a larger setting, because we wanted as many people to have that one-on-one opportunity to ask the questions to Amanda. And just to give that really nice feel, the event on Friday morning is going to be completely different than Thursday night.
Great. Mm-hmm. And the cost for the seminar, is there any?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's free for our chamber members. And non-members are absolutely welcome to give us a call. It is $25 for non-members to come. But if you are a member, it is absolutely free to come.
Great. And one more time on the times and that sort of thing next Friday?
Sure. Yep. So breakfast starts at 7:30 a.m. at Prairie Players Civic Theater, and then the program will get started at 8, so you don't have to get there right at 7:30. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, that's early. Well, yeah, but we're going to kick off the Friday morning right with Amanda. And if you're a local business owner, I really encourage you to come to this marketing seminar. You're going to leave with a lot of good tools and skills to market your business as well. So please call us at 309-343-1194 to learn more and to register.
Okay. Is there a deadline to register?
I would say just as soon as possible.
The sooner the better.
I think probably Tuesday.
Okay.
Would be
okay.
About the cutoff. And then, you know, we'd be missing something here if we didn't say thank you to our sponsors.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Obviously, the sponsors in our community are very supportive of the chamber, but specifically for Amanda Brinkman, our sponsors are G&M Distributors, Dave's Auto Body, and Masters Educational Services.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and they are who are bringing this to our community, so we can't thank them enough.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And we should note, by the way, the chamber annual dinner, the registration deadline for that has already passed.
Right.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Very good.
Yes, but, we had to cut that off.
But I imagine that you're expecting pretty good attendance, right?
Yeah. We are pretty excited about that, too. So we've got a... Oh, goodness.
We've got a busy week.
All right. Pam Gaither and Kelsey Litchfield from the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for coming in once again. Good luck next week, and thanks for all you're doing for the community.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Will.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Tom earlier this week on Galesburg's Morning News did talk to Tammy Weiss of Lenny's Grill and Subs. You can get that conversation on our website, WGIL.com. And, oh, yeah, this conversation will be there, too. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with sports and business news next on Galesburg's Evening News.